19, 7 o'clock. I call the June 18th, 2025, meeting of the Franklin Town Council to order. Please pause for a moment of silence. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Announcements from the chair. All citizens are welcome to attend public meetings in person. To view the live meeting remotely, citizens are encouraged to watch the live stream on the Franklin Town Hall TV YouTube channel or the live broadcast on Comcast Channel 9 and Verizon Channel 29. Meetings are also archived by Franklin TV on the Franklin Town Hall TV YouTube channel and again shown on repeat on Comcast Channel 9 and Verizon Channel 29 for those who missed the live meeting. To listen to the meeting remotely, citizens may call in using this number, 929-205-6099. This will not permit participation in the meeting. To participate in the meeting remotely, citizens are able to join a Zoom webinar using Zoom webinar ID 812-4996-2535, then you need to hit the pound sign. Once again, the webinar ID is 812-4996-2535, pound. Any participants who wish to speak during the webinar must enter their full name and email address when joining the webinar. All participants will be automatically muted upon joining the webinar. In order to speak, participants who have entered full name and email address will need to select the raise hand function to request to be unmuted. All speakers will be required to state their full name and street address before commenting. Okay, Councilor Cormier Ledger will be a little late this evening. He had a family issue he had to deal with. We do have some upcoming events. First one is the Franklin Municipal Building will be closed tomorrow, June 19th, in observance of Juneteenth. Regular business hours will resume on Friday, June 20th. Franklin Farmers Market is taking place this Friday, June 20th, on the Town Common. Stop by Fridays from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., running June through October. The 43rd Franklin 4th of July celebration will take place Wednesday, July 2nd through Sunday, July 6th on the Franklin Town Common. Fireworks will take place on Saturday, July 5th at the Franklin High School. Next Friday, June 27th, kicks off Franklin's 2025 Concerts on the Common. There will be two performances this Friday. The first performance will be from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., followed by a second performance from 5:30 to 6:30. Okay, next item under announcements from the chair, Chief McLaughlin, did you want to address the council?
Chairman Chief McLaughlin, I'd like permission to read a memo dated today from myself made out to the town administrator, Jamie Helm, if that's okay.
Please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It's with mixed emotions that I provide you notice of my intention to retire as the chief of the Franklin Fire Department, effective on or before October 1st, 2025. There are two equally important reasons for my decision to leave this role. I've been proud to hold since July 8th, 2019, at this point in time. First is my desire to spend more time with my family, particularly my dad, who recently turned 89. In fact, he just turned 89 on Father's Day, 3 days ago. And second, one of the first goals I set when I became chief was to build a succession plan of firefighters who could build upon the work we've done together and to lead the department in the future. At this point, there are now several highly qualified internal candidates who are ready to take the helm. I cannot thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to serve the town of Franklin in my capacity as fire chief and EMA director. It has been an honor and privilege to lead a great fire department composed of highly respected firefighters and paramedics who do a phenomenal job every day serving this community. I am proud and fortunate to have had the opportunity to be part of such a special department and administration. The last 6 years have been enjoyable, rewarding, and deeply gratifying. The department has accomplished many milestones during the past 6 years. One, a post-civil service reorganization incorporating battalion chiefs, attaining an ISO 1 rating, class 1 rating, institution of an aggressive training program, replacement of all department frontline vehicles. However, I never got my helicopter, Mr. Chairman. I know, I appreciate it. Increasing our staffing level to 61 firefighters and paramedics up to July 1st, 2025. Placing a third impact time ambulance in service up to July 1st, 2025. Replacing our CAD software system and awarding in excess of $3 million in grant funding. None of this could have been possible without the extreme support and hard work of all the members of the department, for which I am extremely grateful. I consider the most important accomplishment to be that there has been no fire-related fatality or serious injury to civilians or personnel in the recent years. Thank you, Jamie, for having the courage to take a chance by appointing me as your first department head in your capacity as TA. Your support for me and the department during my tenure was a testament to your commitment to public safety in the community. I'm also deeply appreciative of the town council and the finance committee for all your support. They face fiscal challenges every day, yet are steadfast and never compromising the safety of the town residents. I'm truly thankful to the residents of Franklin who welcomed me with open arms and stood with us in making these years both successful and memorable. I will always consider the town of Franklin second home. Thank you.
Entertain a motion to approve the minutes from May 22nd, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the minutes from May 22nd. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The chief got me all messed up here.
Yeah, so
we'll go back to citizens' comments. Citizens are welcome to express their views for up to 3 minutes on a matter that is not on the agenda. In compliance with General Laws, Chapter 38, Section 20, the open meeting law, the council cannot engage in a dialogue or comment on a matter raised during citizens' comments. The town council may ask the town administrator to review the matter, and nothing herein shall prevent the town administrator from correcting a misstatement of fact during citizens' comments. Is there anyone in council chambers that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? Mark, name and address, please.
Thank you. Mark Minicali, 31 Longfellow Drive in Franklin. Thank you, Chairman Mercer. Thank you, town councilors, Administrator Helen. First, let me once again thank each of you for the countless hours that you and energy that you give to this town every day. In past meetings, I've requested that the town council review the status of the subsidized housing inventory, the SHI, in Franklin. I've suggested that the town council should develop a targeted level of SHI for the various town boards and developers to be aware of and to move toward, rather than only being concerned that Franklin simply meet the minimum 10% standard set by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I believe Chairman Mercer has agreed to add this topic to one of the town council's July or August meeting agendas, which I truly appreciate. Tonight, I'd like to propose an idea for consideration on this topic. As you are probably aware, the Commonwealth requires most communities to meet or exceed a threshold of 10% of units to be on the subsidized housing inventory, which Franklin has already exceeded. But maybe you're not aware of how that SHI percentage is calculated. Did you know that for a new 40B rental housing project of 265 units, for example, which has 63 affordable units, that all 265 units are counted towards the subsidized housing inventory percentage? I guess there were reasons to set up the SHI calculation in this way, but Franklin's current SHI of 10.86% does not actually mean that 10.86% of the units in Franklin are affordable or income restricted. My proposal to the town council is that Franklin adopt a new metric or target for the town, something I might call the ASHI, or the actual subsidized housing inventory, that only counts the actual number of units which are affordable in each rental project, rather than the total number of units, including the market rate units. Only then can we use this metric to understand our progress toward making Franklin a more affordable place to live. As a starting point, I would recommend setting the target for this new metric, the actual subsidized housing inventory, to 10%. It seems a reasonable starting point for our community to strive towards. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Is there anyone else in council chambers? Please name and address, Alan.
Thank you, Councilor Mercer, Chair Mercer. My name is Alan Earls. I live at 23 Marvin Avenue. I'm the chair of the Franklin Historical Commission, and I'm here to mention that next Wednesday, June 25th, is the 75th anniversary of the start of the Korean War, which ended up taking in hundreds of Franklin residents, many on very short notice, because it was totally unexpected. A lot of people, like the late Howard Crawford, had already served in World War II, and they were suddenly told they had to leave immediately, in his case, leaving behind a wife, almost in labor. The Historical Commission has put together a very small pop-up exhibit in the lobby, and next week we hope to have a small ceremony for some of the veterans, but I just wanted to make people aware of it, people in the council as well as people at home. This is a pretty significant thing that involves a lot of Franklin residents over the years. Secondly, we do not have a program for Juneteenth, but we're talking to people, and next year we will, because it's a very important holiday for everybody in America to be aware of and think about. So it's a holiday, but it's also something to be thoughtful about. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Is there anyone else in council chambers that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? Seeing no one, is there anyone out there in Zoom land that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? Zoom land's small. Thank you, Amy. Okay. Moving on, next item on the agenda is proclamations and recognitions, and we have one this evening, and it's Electric Youth, Franklin School for the Performing Arts. Ray Lynn, if you want to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Ray Lynn Mercer, and this is Electric Youth. We're happy to be here for our annual audience with the Franklin Town Council. Turning the other way, friends. We're the town council.
They can see you on TV.
We are getting ready to leave for Europe a week from tonight. We will be on our way for a 3.5-week concert tour with 13 concerts through Italy, Hungary, and Austria. These young people work very, very hard. They're young musical theater performers, great students, and some are preparing to pursue the performing arts in college and career, but they're all going to be arts advocates when they go on to college and beyond. I'm going to let them introduce themselves now.
I'm Ani Corcoran. I'm from Northbridge, and I'm a sophomore at Mount St. Charles Academy.
My name is Michael Workus. I'm from Norfolk, and I am a rising senior at Mount St. Charles Academy.
I'm Ruby DeAngelis, and I'm a rising junior at Midland Middle School, High School.
I'm Kate Settle, and I'm a rising senior at Franklin High School.
I'm Edmund Eastman. I've recently graduated from Franklin High School, and I'm on to the University of New Hampshire to study wildlife biology.
I'm Devin DeAngelis. I just graduated from Medway High School, and I will be studying music education next year, also at the University of New Hampshire.
I'm Elena Baker. I just graduated from Blackstone Valley Tech, and I will be attending Missouri State University in the fall for musical theater.
I'm Devin Curley. I just recently graduated from Franklin High School, and I will be getting my Bachelor of Music in musical theater at Oklahoma City University in the fall.
I'm Kaylee Holvig, and I will be going into my sophomore year at Franklin High School.
I'm Liam Nolan Hewn, and I just finished my junior year at Franklin High School.
My name is Barry Fregon, and I just finished up my freshman year at Franklin High School.
I'm Helena Cornwell from North Attleboro, and I'm going to be a junior at Bishop Feehan High School.
I'm Kathleen LeBlanc, and I'm wrapping up my junior year at Greenfield High School.
I'm Angela Willie, and I'm from Franklin, and I'm a rising senior at Mount St. Charles Academy.
When we travel, we go with an 8-piece band. You can see the whole show at the Black Box tomorrow night and Friday night. Our Bon Voyage concerts will happen then. We'll be on the Franklin Common as part of the Franklin Concerts on the Common when we get back from the tour. But as we travel, I like to consider these young people ambassadors of America's youth and ambassadors of our community and our school at FSBA. We have the lucky opportunity to work with Broadway professionals throughout the season, and each year a young man by the name of Jim Hogan, who's a phenomenal arranger of a cappella music, writes us one special song. We are going to be releasing our a cappella single tomorrow night, 12:01. You can pre-save it if you follow us on social media. But we use this song to be able to thank the communities where we travel. If the mayor has invited us, or if a tourism office has invited us, frequently we end our visit there with a chance, after the equipment is taken down and the band is not there, the kids have a chance to say thank you. It seems maybe appropriate tonight to direct that thank you to Chief McLaughlin and the fire department. So, are you ready? Are you where you belong?
Minor adjustment.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally have someone to say I need to.
Okay, I have a proclamation honoring Electric Youth on the occasion of their 2025 European tour. Whereas Franklin is home to the Franklin School for the Performing Arts and is an extremely talented musical theater ensemble known as Electric Youth. And whereas this exceptional group of young performers will be embarking on their 2025 European tour in July, where they will perform with the renowned Boston Show Band throughout Italy, Hungary, and Austria, including a benefit for the Jane Goodall Foundation in Vienna. And whereas during their time overseas, Electric Youth will assume the role of ambassadors of America's youth and will proudly represent the Franklin School for the Performing Arts and the town of Franklin as they travel using the power of the arts to connect with communities abroad. Now, therefore, be it known that the Electric Youth Musical Theater Ensemble is recognized with pride and best wishes by the Town Council of the town of Franklin as they set out on their 2025 European tour as ambassadors of America's youth and representatives of Franklin, signed Thomas D. Mercer, Chairman, Franklin Town Council. We're going to take just a 2-minute recess here so we can get a picture of the council with the kids. Bring the June 18th meeting of the Franklin Town Council back to order. Next item on the agenda is appointments. First one is Council on Aging, Elizabeth Sawyer. Clerk will read the appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the appointment for the Council on Aging for Elizabeth Sawyer, 10 Pier Tree Lane, Franklin, Mass. 02038. The town administrator has appointed Elizabeth Sawyer to serve as a member of the Council on Aging with a term to expire on June 30, 2026. Mr. Chairman, the motion to ratify the appointment by the town administrator of Elizabeth Sawyer to serve as a member of the Council on Aging with a term to expire June 30, 2026.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie.
Yeah, Liz is here. I think everybody wants to see Liz. Everyone knows Liz. Liz, I think you're running for office next. I think it's mayor might be in your turn. But I think we all know Liz now as the senior center and very she's kept up to the plate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments from council?
Thank you.
Seeing none, the vote will come on the appointment of Elizabeth Sawyer to the Council on Aging. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Welcome, Liz. Thank you. Okay, next appointment is Disability Commission. Cheryl Fisher, clerk, will read the appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an appointment to the Disability Commission for Cheryl Fisher, 69 Central Park Terrace, Franklin, Mass. 02038. Town Administrator has appointed Cheryl Fisher to serve as a member of the Disability Commission with a term to expire on June 30, 2025.
Second.
Nope. Motion to ratify the appointment by the Town Administrator of Cheryl Fisher to serve as a member of the Disability Commission with a term to expire on June 30, 2025.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion, Jamie.
I talked to Cheryl on the phone. I know the Disability Commission has met with her. She's a fantastic advocate. She was at the Housing Authority, and she really wants to get involved. So that's that. And she deserves a round of applause. We're very, very grateful for her stepping up today.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from the council? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to appoint to the Disability Commission Cheryl Fisher. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next item. First of all, thank you to both Elizabeth and Cheryl for the giving of your time to the committees. Okay, moving on, license transactions. We have one this evening, Farmer's Market license. La Cantina Winery clerk will read the transaction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a license transaction for Farmer Winery Farmer's Market license for Mr. Robert Vazella, located at La Cantina Winery at 230 Cottage Street, Franklin, Mass. 02038. This is a request for a Farmer Winery Farmer's Market license to allow sale of bottled wine at the Franklin Farmer's Market pursuant to Chapter 138, Section 15F. Motion to approve the issuance of a Farmer Winery Farmer's Market license to Robert Vazella of La Cantina Wine & Company.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie. I know Bob's online.
Yeah, it's the standard annual approval that the state makes us do to approve the same license that he's had every year. And if you want to give him a round of applause, too, he's got a hell of a wine. We've all been there. We all.
Any questions or comments? Councillor Jones.
We just need to convince him to sell the pizza at the farmers.
Right. The food too.
The food truck.
Yeah. Any other comments? Seeing I'm sorry.
No, that's
Councillor
okay.
Plague.
Just a question. When they sell these bottles, are they allowed to be opened on the common?
No.
Nope.
They can do a 1 ounce cup. They can taste. Do samples. They can do a tasting of, I think it's a 1 ounce cup, but they can't open any of the bottles.
Okay, but the people that are purchasing them?
No.
They can't. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next item on the agenda is legislation for action. Resolution 25-38, establishment of Franklin's 250th anniversary celebration committee. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 25-38, establishment of Franklin's 250th anniversary celebration committee. Whereas the town council desires to establish a 250th anniversary celebration committee to plan, organize, and carry out events and activities pertaining to the Franklin's 250th anniversary celebration, which shall be held throughout the town's semi-quincentennial year, 2028. Now, therefore, the Franklin Town Council hereby establishes the 250th anniversary celebration committee as follows. 1. Town Council has determined to appoint no more than 13 members of the 250th Anniversary Celebration Committee, including the following representation and nomination selection criteria: A. Member of Cultural District Committee, B. Member of Cultural Council, C. Member of Historical Commission, D. Member of the Library Board of Directors, E. Member of the Dean College Organization, F. G, H, I, J, K, L, and M are all at-large Franklin residents. 2, all 13 voting members of the committee will be appointed by the town administrator and ratified by the town council. The one member of the cultural district committee, one member of the cultural council, one member of the historical commission, one member of the library board of directors will be recommended to the town administrator by the chair of each representative committee. The one member of Dean College organization will be recommended to the town administrator by the president or the internal president of Dean College. 8 at-large Franklin resident members will be selected through the town standing volunteer application process, and the chair of the town council shall select the chair, vice chair, clerk, and treasurer of the committee. Town administrator shall appoint 5 ex officios, non-voting staff members, to the committee. Terms of the committee members shall end on June 30th, 2029, duties of the committee are as follows. A, engage town boards, committees, and departments for input, ideas, and coordination of the year-long celebration. B, plan a rich program for events, activities, and information throughout the year recognizing the fact of past, present, and future, engaging all citizenry and businesses in a celebratory, collaborative, and unified manner. Create a townwide calendar and communication strategy to ensure information related to community member programs and activities are accessible to the public. Plan and implement fundraising activities in accordance with Mass General Law Chapter 53, Section 53I, and its resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin formal charter.
Move resolution 25-38.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion, Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this is another one. Both of these last two things have been goals for the council for this year, so we're checking off a couple more boxes. This is a first draft of it. We did do some research on some current anniversary committees that have been around the area. Bentham had their 350th, I think. Mansfield is right currently in their 250th. I will say when I was lucky enough when I worked in Hopkinton, one of the projects I managed was managing a 300th anniversary. And so we did some, Julie and Amy and Jared did some research on some different things. And we put this up there as kind of a first draft to get an idea. I would say that, I think from an engagement standpoint, trying to put some identified groups that may be related to this does engage those committees and those volunteers. We talked about the Dean College one, Mr. Chairman, they're very integral despite the issues people may have on the day-to-day and parking and stuff, but in all sincerity and seriousness, Dean College has been here for 150 years. They're an integral part of this national district that revolves around Dean, Junior College, I think it was named at the time. I do want to be clear about one thing, how the council decides to make the appointments or who or how is far less important than who gets appointed. Mm-hmm. And the way that I mean that is the committee itself has to be people that are willing to do the work. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, and I shared this with you, when I was in Hopkinton, they appointed a round first of 19 members. This was 10 years ago, 19 members. And it was all about kind of who was the most knowledgeable, who had the most history, things of this sort. It was kind of a big to do. Within a handful of months, the entire committee resigned because they just got into a lot of fights about who was most knowledgeable, who was more important, who was going to do the marathon exhibits, and hockey was a big deal. There's a lot of people involved in all that. Who had the most history? Who had the most? And 18 of the 19 people resigned. There was one person left. That individual ended up becoming the chair of the committee and worked with me hand through it. And I can tell you, it is an enormous amount of work. This is something that you should put time and effort into. This is a huge anniversary for the community. It's only 2.5 years away. That is not a lot of time. Hopkinton did theirs, I think, 4 or 5 years in advance. Plymouth was a long time in advance for their 400th, and they missed it because of COVID, or a part of it. I also want to make sure I'm clear. The committee needs to define the level of work. If a community committee wants to do a fireworks and a couple of historical seminars, that's okay. It's okay. But if people want to do a family day, or they want to do a fall weekend, or if they want to do a huge celebration on the birthday in March, that's in the middle of winter, there are a lot of decisions to make. Time capsule, there's all sorts of stuff. And the research we've done too has provided a ton of those examples. Amy's included them in the memo. So I just want to make sure that we don't get, in my opinion at least, we don't get too deep into we just need to make sure that the right people apply that are willing to do the work and be collaborative and open-minded and comprehensive, and making sure that all those voices are heard. It is incredibly important. And I will tell you from my experience in Hopkinton, if you do it that way, it will be one of the best years of your life. You will never forget it forever. You will always be proud of it, and people 50 years, 100 years from now will look back on that, and they'll see photos on your wall out here. Like I know in the Hopkinton Town Hall, there's photos of the fireworks celebration, the kids having fun,
throughout the entire year. It's something you'll be very, very proud of if it's done right. So we're open to suggestions and ideas. And I did, Amy came up with a great idea. There are going to be about five town staff as ex officio members, volunteers, and included that are going to help assist the committee. The staff are not going to do the work on behalf of the committee. You're there to assist. So I thought that was a great idea. So we added that into the charge as well. So certainly open to ideas and amendments. And if the council also wants to give feedback, we can go back to the table and you know have it on a future agenda, or we can include it in some iteration.
Thank you, James. Questions or comments from the council? Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, based on my experiences with the master plan and having a 13-member committee, one of the things that became challenging is A, setting how many meetings are going to be, setting a goal, setting up a clear goal for everybody to meet, and ultimately, you know, kind of working with council and the town administration on setting a schedule and having that schedule something that the 13 members can meet. That one of the biggest challenges, which is why I think I'd like to suggest dropping it to 11 people instead of 13. And I like the idea of five ex officios, but I think we should add in a liaison to the council so that somebody from the council.
That would be, they would be in that large.
Right, but I mean, one of the council members would be a liaison to the committee, so that that chair of that would be directly reporting to somebody who would give us a report to the council.
Yeah, certainly, you know, 11 could work. The reason we came up with 13 was mainly because of the amount of work that's going to be needed to be done. You need people to do it. And I know this is a little bit different than that, than the master plan committee. We are 2.5 years out, just getting going. I do take your point about a liaison with the council, but I would look for a counselor to be on that committee in one way, shape, or form as an at-large member, because remember, terms end.
Right.
If they're a member of a committee, if you appoint them as a member of the council, it's got to be. Then you got to look for a new one. Whereas if they're an at-large member, that person can continue with the job. And I think, to me, that makes a lot of sense, because I would hate to get partway through and then have somebody who's been doing all the work have to step aside because of the requirements of the council. But the administration itself have talked about it, and there will be a council, at least a council, on as to the march.
And again, I only bring that up mainly just to keep some communication and continuity between the committee and
it was
the council,
always a plan.
So whomever sitting councils are, that they're getting
a fair communication.
Because you know, it's easy for things to fall through the hole, through the gaps. You end up with, like Jamie says, some politics get involved, and kind of keeping tabs on where things are at is crucial.
Yep, understood. Any other questions? Seeing none. The vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-38. A majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 25-39, FY25 budget transfers. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 25-39, appropriation, general funds appropriations, transfers, and adjustments for fiscal year 25. The purpose is to transfer the fiscal year 25 appropriations to cover unanticipated shortfalls as follows. I'm going to read the department number, the source, the type, the department, and the amount. Sources, 147, personnel, treasurer collector, $42,100. Total source, $42,100. Uses are for $395, expenses for Norfolk Aggie, $17,100,
and 630 expenses for recreation, 25,000 for total amount of use, 42,100. Be it moved, motion be it moved and voted by the town council that the sum of $42,100 be transferred from the sources indicated above to the uses and in the respective amount stated above prior to June 30, 2025. Resolution to become effective according to provisions of the town of Franklin Home Rule.
Move resolution 25-39.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion, Jamie.
So through Mr. Chairman, just for everybody's edification that may be watching at home or on YouTube or Zoom or live on Franklin TV, as the number showed earlier, this is to close out the FY25 budget, the current fiscal year. This has nothing to do with the budget deliberation that just went on. Number two, I want to point out, I went back and looked, every year in the last, I think, 5 or 6 years, the amount of money that has to be transferred to cover a deficit in an account has gotten lower and lower and lower. 5, 6, 7 years ago, we were at the few hundred thousand that we were transferring. Why is that? Because our department heads and our staff manage their money extraordinarily well. And they're all within budget. The one couple of exceptions were things out of our control. Norfolk Aggie had a few more students that enrolled there, so we have to cover that. And then the recreation department, it's a good problem to have, but the programs there were more popular than they were the previous year. The revenue does come in for that. The problem is that you have to report that to the state as unanticipated revenue through the free cash process. So I can't just take revenue that was collected a month ago from the program and do this. The good news is the finance team manages their budgets well, and because there was a 4 month gap in between the transition between Carrie and Anne-Marie, there's some salary money that's there that we can easily make that transfer. So we're proposing to use the treasurer's money to cover those other two accounts. And again, $42,000 to be here out of a $150 million budget is like microscopic. So kudos to all these folks out here and their staff on how well they manage their budget.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from the council? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-39. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 25-40, increased expenditure limits for FY2026 on certain departmental revolving funds established by Franklin Town Code, Chapter 73, as provided in Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Section 53.5, as amended. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 25-40, increased expenditure limits of fiscal year 2026 on certain departmental revolving funds established by Franklin Town Code, Chapter 73, as provided in Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Section 53.5, as amended. Whereas the Franklin Town Council has adopted a bylaw establishing a chapter of the Franklin Town Code, Chapter 73, Departmental Revolving Funds, as provided in Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Section 53.5, as amended by Chapter 218 of the Legislative Acts of 2016, and whereas Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Section 53.5, as amended, further provides that the municipality's legislative body shall annually set the expenditure limit for each revolving fund established under the local bylaw. Whereas the Franklin Town Council on June 4th, 2025, with Resolution 25-22, approved expenditure limits of the revolving funds, but now finds these limits need to be increased. Now therefore be it moved and voted that Franklin Town Council hereby sets new expenditure limits for the revolving funds established under Franklin Town Code, Chapter 73, Departmental Revolving Funds for fiscal year 2026, specified below as follows. Section 5B, Senior Center Activities Program, $200,000. And Section 5C, Senior Center Supportive Day Program, $150,000. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 25-40.
Second.
Motion second. Discussion, Jamie.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, this is a proposal to increase the allotments that are allowed in the two Senior Center Revolving Funds. For example, why are we doing that, requesting this? For example, the supportive day program, those rates are going to be increasing to try to continue to offset the cost of the service so that lessens the burden on the operating budget.
That service also is getting more expensive, and so these limits have not been raised. Certainly in the 10 years I've been here, they've not been raised. So with some of those dynamics, with the program and activities fees, and with the revenues coming in due to the popularity of the cafe and those activities at the senior center, we need to request a bump up in the authorized limits to be able to be transferred into those accounts. So, thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the council? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-40. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 25-41, acceptance of gifts, senior center, $95. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 25-41, acceptance of gifts, senior center, whereas the Franklin Senior Center has received a very generous donation, total amount of $95.00, to be used at the discretion of the department as follows. Senior center, $95. Donations to be applied at the discretion of the senior center through Council on Aging Gift Fund to provide services and programs to senior citizens in the Franklin community. Donor information is included in the June 18th, 2025 Town Council meeting agenda packet. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Franklin, on behalf of the senior center, gratefully accepts the generous donations to be used at the discretion of the department for the purposes noted above. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 25-41.
Second.
Motion and a second. Obviously, again, just a big thank you to those continuing to support not only our senior center, but all of the other departments within the community. So thank you again for your generous gifts. Any further discussion? Sorry. Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-41. A majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Town Administrator's report.
Just a couple highlights, Mr. Chairman. To the council, I just want to recognize our Public Health Director, Kathy Liberty, who received the Mass Environmental Health Association President's Award this year. I leaned over to Amy and I said, I honestly believe, like the vast majority of our department heads at some point in the last couple years, have recognized with awards like these, or have been rewarded by their peers to be on leadership positions in their organizations. And I'm really happy for Kathy. She's absolutely incredibly dynamic and really one of the best you'll ever find in what she does. And she won her award this year for her public outreach and education, which is ironic given what we heard earlier. But I know that she is getting hundreds and hundreds of people at health fairs and other clinics she's doing. And she also, as part of that award, won Innovator of the Year. So that's your public health director here in Franklin. So, you know, again, they're doing really great stuff. Yep. Thank you for starting that clapping. Well deserved. Another round of applause. Kate, who we just saw, and I didn't plan this. Trust me, I didn't do this on purpose, but it's just serendipitous. We were able to sponsor her to get her Mass Municipal Association Certificate in Local Government Leadership and Management from Suffolk University. So she just graduated last week. We just also, one of our newest hires for the police department, a local resident, a Franklin born and raised resident. I don't think we oftentimes get as many kudos as we should for hiring local Franklin kids, which we do in the fire and police department and throughout. But a huge congratulations. Many of you probably know the Samuels family. Jalen Samuels is expected to graduate from the Boylston Police Academy on this Friday, June 20th. So we want to congratulate both Jalen and the Samuels family on becoming a Franklin police officer. We'll get to more of this in a minute, but I think everybody had an opportunity to see the new fire ladder truck. Obviously, this is a huge addition to the fleet. And while I understand sometimes a little bit of dealing with getting something new like that, I also want to link that fire truck and that ladder truck to those stats that were up there. One of the reasons why people feel safe among the many is because Chief McLaughlin and the entire fire department has obviously prepared us well. So while it's a lot of money, we all know it could have been, if we ordered it today, a lot more money. and we looked at the fiscal impacts at the 58-month turnaround time, the town of Franklin now for a generation doesn't have to worry about that ladder truck and that people can still continue to feel safe. So we want to thank the fire department for that. Also want to thank the Strawberry Stroll. You know, we've talked to them for a long time about reorganizing some of the roadway. Just huge congratulations to Lisa and the partnership and the board and the community for a great Strawberry Stroll. For the community that was not aware, you will see videos. You know, something else that I think speaks beyond the level of pride that we can even put into words. The Habitat for Humanity event before here at 5 o'clock. You know, I think it really goes without saying, but I said it at the press conference. I got here 10 years ago. This is not a comment about my predecessor or anybody, but there were just a lot of people that thought we should knock that building over. You know, it was past its prime. It was going to fall in. You could blow on it and it would keel over. All of you should be really proud on this council for not giving in to some of those pleas in the community to knock it down, sell off that piece of property, and make money off it, right? And sure, it may have been a better decision. Maybe we would have made a couple $100,000 on selling the lot. But when you look at the 100 people or so that were at the conference that many of you were at today, and you think about the connection between community preservation, historical preservation, and being able to attract into our community an organization like Habitat for Humanity, I hope everybody in this community is very appreciative of the fact that we heard in the survey people want to preserve their local character. Well, here's a huge win toward that, right? Particularly over on Washington Street, that area of town. And I know some jokes were made about the chairman going to church there and his initials being in one of the pews, but I sincerely hope for him, who told me many stories of how his parents made him go there with winter coats in the middle of January with no heat, no insulation. You know, I hope that this is a project that continues to bring in that community pride and that spirit, and I think it accomplishes a lot of the goals up there. So congratulations to all of you. On the council, the historical commission, the ZBA, who never gets a lot of applause, but they were very supportive of this project from day one. They did a great job on this. The community preservation committee, just a really great community effort. And you know, hopefully by fall, we'll know hopefully a Franklin family that can habitat that unit. And one fact that we all found out today, or at least I learned, was any parcel that goes to a family with Habitat for Humanity is required to put in 250 hours of sweat equity into the actual building themselves. So that's really cool to show that connection. That's something I didn't know, but that was really a great event. And congratulations to all of you in the community for putting all that together. And by the way, Mark, I did give you a shout out because I know you did a lot of work. I know you don't look for any gratitude, but you really did. And Habitat expressed their thanks to you in particular for, you know, the unbelievable amount of legal documents, I think you and I went through.
It was a challenge.
And finally, I'd be obviously remiss if we didn't congratulate Chief McLaughlin on his retirement. For those that don't know, this is actually his second retirement. He actually retired in the state of Rhode Island before this. You know, there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to summarize the impact. Just look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. I think what we've just been through over the last year and a half with overrides in this community, somewhere along the line, I think this survey is showing the engagement issue for sure, but certainly it's showing up there that Chief McLaughlin's legacy, in addition to Chief Lynch, all the members of the police department and the fire department, you know, their legacy is pretty well cemented. So congratulations to Jim on his retirement. We're all going to miss him very much. He's not gone yet. Still got a few more months. I could never speak enough words, and I know you'll all give your congratulations to him as well. There's almost nothing I can do to summarize his incredible friendship. The last thing I'll say is, just for clarity, we were here 6 years ago. It feels like 60. Where we nominated him as the fire chief. I gave him a very clear set of directives. By the way, every fire chief in Norfolk County knows those directives because they read that memo. I gave him a 4-point plan. He had that plan completed within like 12 months. And one of the most important things for me, and I mean this from my heart and sincerely, and I know the chief does too, which is a big part of this decision, when we post for his replacement, we'll be posting that shortly. We are posting an internal only posting for that for the fire chief. So internal candidates will be the only eligible candidates for the fire chief in Franklin. So I'm looking straight at a couple of you, several of you, seriously, because this was an issue, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And Chief McLaughlin and the whole staff have been able to correct that. In my feeling, I think we have such a great police and fire department. It's my anticipation, and I think Karen's as well, that you've got hopefully at least a full generation, if not longer, of incredible paramedics. Your leadership team in both police and fire should hopefully be here for well beyond our tenure here. So congratulations to Chief McLaughlin on an amazing job, and we know you won't fully retire.
Well, I was kind of looking to see, I know TJ's here, I hope he brought his handcuffs.
You need a lot of out of the building.
Handcuff them both together.
So okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ginger. Subcommittee reports, I think, No. Okay. Future agenda items.
Just quickly, we approved the FY26 budget, but there are a whole bunch of unknowns, both the state funding and federal funding, so I'll be
more
back.
More to come. Good. Councilor Sheridan, future agenda items?
Yeah, it's a chance for you and Julie, town minister. I'd like to start the process of looking into opening Stoke Commission for the historical district.
The district commission.
And it was a recommendation, I think, in the last one, too.
Thank you, Patrick. Councilor Fongello, future agenda?
I'll just add weight that, you know, Mark McKelly has come for us and asked for this. I know that we've said that we discuss it again. I think that the idea of an actual affordable housing inventory and target is a fantastic idea for the community. Would love to at least discuss that this summer as we've stated.
Absolutely. Councilor Hamlin?
Nothing else to add.
Councilor Cormier-Ledger?
Nothing at this time, sir.
Councilor Chandler?
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Dillon?
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Dillon?
No.
Councilor Dillon?
No, sir.
Okay, Councilor comments. Councilor Frangillo.
Yeah, my main comment is just extreme gratitude and a sense of loss for the chief that caught me by surprise. We have so many great public leaders, and yet even among them, Chief Goffa has stood out. For what it's worth, you like you don't know, I look to you as, you know, for how to carry yourself, how to present yourself, how to speak for your team, speak about your team, how to speak to public officials. I think you're a great example of a leader. You're lost to tell.
Thank you, Councilor Fondillo. Councilor Hamlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just going to cry.
You're snapping.
Whatever Kobe just said, I'm crying over that because I too will miss the chief. I was just thinking during the strawberry stroll time, the first time I met chief was at a strawberry stroll. And we were dancing in the street together. That's when I still had a shop and I was down there as a, I had my own booth there, but I got to meet the chief. And his son,
yep.
I think, right? Yeah, and how grateful I am for him. And I was just glad that he came, and now we have like internal candidates, and we have a sustainable fire department. I think it's amazing what he's done. And I also would like to thank the Old Colony Habitat for Humanity. The ribbon, the groundbreaking for that, to me, was kind of like a drop the mic moment. You know, for so many years, we didn't have any money for historic preservation. We had open space funds, we had all this other thing, but nobody wanted to put money away for that, and I thought that was really a shame. And so that was a wonderful moment, and I'm really super excited about that. And so it's like, whoa, get a little emotional, but it's okay. And don't forget about the farmer's market on Friday. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hanley. Councilor Comey-Ledger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My apologies for being late, but I wanted to get here for at least the second half of the meeting. Gosh, it's sure not easy to watch your parents get old.
Understood.
And literally left my dad on a hospital bed. But he knew I wanted to be here.
Thank you, Councilor Comey-Ledger. Councilor Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I want to thank everyone that came out to support your collective bargaining contracts tonight. Hopefully, that's what we'll be doing shortly. And Jamie, you might remember this. In 2019, when we had our famous COVID on the football field meeting, I did say to you that you scored a touchdown when you hired Jim. And you did. You scored a touchdown when you did that. So we appreciate that. And now, what's that, 6 years later already?
Six,
yeah.
Six years later. Well, since COVID, but
well,
six
it was
years.
Nice. Yeah.
Seems like for
a couple weeks.
Yeah. Okay. And speaking of six, this council only has six more meetings until the new council comes in. Six. So we're going to go quick. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilor Chairman. Councilor Pellegrini.
I too was shocked tonight to hear about Chief McLaughlin. Sometimes secrets are kept, huh? I even saw you were talking before I came in. So, there we go. So sorry to hear it, but I certainly wish the best for you. And I know when you came 6 years ago, you had said it was going to be for just a period of time, and all of a sudden that time is here. So sorry to hear that, but you know what? I think we'll do some things that to keep you really busy during these next 3 to 4 months that you're going to be here. Make it so that you didn't want to leave. Let's see, I think that was just about it, just to say about him. Other than I'm pleased that we started the committee, the resolution for the 250th celebration for the town, because you do need time. You're going to be booking things and all. You need a lot of time beforehand. And that's about it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Flaherty. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Chief, I've loved working with you over the years, and granted, I'll be in a short period of time, but one of the things that I've noticed and I didn't explicitly express to you was a great judge of character truly comes from the people that work for you. And I have had the opportunity over the years to kind of speak to many of the firefighters and paramedics at the police station, just asking general questions. Are they happy? Are they happy with the changes? Are they happy with the leadership? And I cannot tell you how positive that feedback has been, how happy that everyone has become, because I think Bobby and myself, yeah, and Tom, who've been on this council as long as we have, has that feeling hadn't always been a resounding thing in the past. But now it filters through, and you can feel it. And there's a sense of camaraderie, there's a sense of positivity that you really brought to our department, and I can't even begin to thank you for that. It's a real sense of leadership, but yet as a team member, you know, you never came off like a boss, like,
hey, you do this, you do that. You were part of the team. You really threw yourself into the mix, and you helped bring the department together to the cohesiveness that it is today. And you set some very clear guides and structures in place that I am fully confident that the sitting members that are on the department, that we're going to find the next leader. So you've been an inspiration, you've been a strong leader, and I want to thank you for all of the hard work that you put into making our community that much better. You know, I mean, like it's been mentioned tonight, the numbers speak for themselves. You're going to be missed. I know you're not going far. The good news is you don't have to deal with Massachusetts drivers. But Chief, thank you again. I'm sure we'll speak again after this. You're not going too far quite yet. But I am curious to see who we ultimately look into within the organization to see our next league leaders are going to be. I'm excited for that proposition as well. Another quick note, Mr. Chairman. One of the things, and I just wanted to mention, congratulations to the group that came in today that was going off to Electric Youth. Because I know that seemed like that was hours ago, which it was. Wow. But yeah. Congratulations to them going off to Europe. I also wanted to mention kind of an off-topic thing, only because I'm just a proud dad. My son actually is in a play in Hopkinton. Hopkinton has their Arts and Cultural Center just right next to Hopkinton High School. And they're putting on the Judy Garland show. They had two shows this past weekend. They have two more shows coming up this Friday night and this Saturday night. What is particularly keen about this particular show was it actually is a local community theater group where people aged probably in their early 60s down to like age and younger get to participate. And this woman who plays Judy Garland, just wow. She sung for 2.5 hours straight, and it was a great presentation. I wanted to promote it for everybody here to go over to Hopkinton. And one of the things that, and I think Councilor Frangillo, and I know both that he feels about this, is it would be great to get a cultural center a lot like the one that Hopkinton has. I know my wife has been saying it to me a lot. You know, hey, it would be great if we had something like that in Franklin. I couldn't agree with him more. It would be great to add to all of the wonderful things that we already have. But other than that, great strawberry stroll. I went there. It was great to see it extended all the way up to Dean College and to see that many more booths and see how many more people were there. I took a picture. It's weird because every single year I go to the strawberry stroll in the Harvest Fest, these knows, I stand at Union Street and take a picture from both ends and you can see the big group. Now I had to stand all the way back to School Street and look all the way down towards the bridge, and it was such a great sight to see, and it was a beautiful day for it. Oddly, it didn't rain, which was good, or at least probably during the day. It was a Friday, it wasn't sad. So, other than that, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Councilor DeLorco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chief, you know, you're a good friend. I'm retiring. You're retiring. Looks like we're gonna spend a lot more time. Just don't change your phone number. No, but you did a great job. Like Councilor Jones said, Councilor Marcino, before you came, we were up at fire station dealing with stuff that was just unbelievable. And Chuck's laughing because he was there. He was the one calling us. But no, seriously, you really turned that department around, and I can't thank you enough. And I appreciate what you did there, but I appreciate your friendship too. And that will go on forever. On another note, I have to say condolences to the Koenig family. They lived here for about 30 years. They moved down to Falmouth about 30 years ago, and we put them to rest today. Just so you know, if you think your life is bad, Dick suddenly had a brain aneurysm and passed away a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. Put things in concept is he was supposed to walk his daughter down the aisle a week from Saturday. Kylie's getting married next Saturday, and Jonah, who graduated with Kobe, is getting married in August. So So if you think your life is bad, sometimes it isn't. So please keep them in their prayers, because they don't live in Franklin anymore, but they were one hell of a family. Coach with Dick, he was a great guy. So just keep them in your prayers.
Thank you, Councilor DeLarco. Okay, just a couple of things. First of all, once again, I'd like to say thank you to Kate the Great. And
she's great.
She's great. So thank you so much, and Sonia, for the work on the survey. As we said, a lot of information there, a lot of things to dive into and see where we as a community can improve. Secondly, Strawberry Stroll, congratulations to the Downtown Partnership. What a great job. The weather could not have been better for it. Not too hot, not too cold. And increasing it up Main Street, up towards the library, I thought was a great addition. But it was very well attended, and really, when you know, I was standing in Main Street with Roberta Trahan, and she looked at me and she said, "This is Franklin. This is what it's all about." And no truer words could have been said, because that's exactly who we are and what we're all about. So lastly, Chief, I'll get like you did. So we worked together for the last 6 years, and I know I was on that search committee, and I know when you went out the door after your interview, Jamie looked at me and I looked at him, and we both said, "We're done." We knew who we wanted. And then I think we talked, or you talked, about 3 to 5 years was probably the time frame. You've given us 6. You've turned the department totally 180 degrees. And we can't thank you enough for all you've done. And your emphasis on it being a team project, and inclusive of your battalion chiefs, your captains, your lieutenants, your paramedics, all included in the decision making up there. And just can't say enough good things. And I know the Greenwood Inn is very happy. But we'll see you around for the next couple of months, yeah, for sure. Okay, with that.
And Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can I thank the chief too?
You certainly can. Yeah, sorry.
I was supposed to say thank you too. I haven't even said it, but the event, especially thank the chief. My dad was a firefighter for over 30 years. And I know that they put in, and also the event of the old church was great too. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention one thing.
No.
Only because of him.
No.
Brought it up. The 8th grade, Andy Sullivan, had their last official 8th grade graduation. And Patrick and my daughter were part of that group. So that was the last 8th grade to go to the outside. It's a sad change, but it's in the book.
Understood. Okay. We do have a need for an executive session. And it's collective bargaining, all town unions, to discuss strategy with respect to collective bargaining if an open meeting may have a detrimental effect on. And clerk will read the motion.
You need to declare.
I declare, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to enter into executive session for collective bargaining, all town unions, to discuss strategy with respect to collective bargaining if an open meeting law may have a detrimental effect on the bargaining position of the public body, and chair so declares.
We shall return
to open session upon conclusion.
Second.
Call roll.
Yes.
Yes, I asked him that. Call me electric.
Yes.
Sheridan.
Yes.
Chandler.
Yes.
Angelo.
Yes.
Allegri.
Yes.
Emblem.
Yes.
Jones, yes. Vice Chair.
Yes.
Chair.
Yes.
9-0 to enter. We
will enter executive session. Be back soon.
Recording in progress.
We have returned to open session, and the first item on the agenda is resolution 25-42, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Library Union, Franklin Public Library Staff Association, Massachusetts Library Staff Association, Local 4298, American Federation of Teachers, and American Federation, Massachusetts, AFL-CIO. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 25-42, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Library Union, Franklin Public Library Staff Association, Massachusetts Library Staff Association, the MLSA, Local 4298, American Federation of Teachers, AFT, and AFT Massachusetts, AFL-CIO, be resolved by the Town of Franklin, acting by and through the Franklin Town Council, the provisions of the Memorandum of Agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Franklin Public Library Staff Association, Massachusetts Library Association, and MLSA, Local 4298, American Federation of Teachers, AFT, and AFT Massachusetts, AFL-CIO, dated June 18th, 2025, are hereby ratified. The provisions contained in the Memorandum of Agreement shall be in effect from July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2028, and shall become part of the existing collective bargaining agreement. And this resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Golden Rule Charter.
Move resolution 25-42.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion on the motion. Anything, Jimmy?
No.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-42. A majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 25-43, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the DPW Union. AFSCME AFL-CIO Local 1298, Department of Public Works. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 25-43, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the DPW Union. AFSCME, AFL-CIO, Local 1298, Department of Public Works. Be resolved by the Franklin Town Council, acting by and through the Franklin Town Council, the provisions of the Memorandum of Agreement between the Town of Franklin, AFSCME, and AFL-CIO, Local 1298, Department of Public Works, dated June 18, 2025, and hereby ratified. The provisions contained in the Memorandum of Agreement shall be in effect from July 1st, 2025, June 30th, 2028, and shall become part of the existing collective bargaining agreement. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home and Charter.
Move resolution 25-43.
Second.
Motion, second. Discussion, Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I should have said earlier.
Yeah, earlier. For
well, I just want to make sure 2 points. One, these are all the collective bargaining agreements that have been signed with the memorandum of understanding with each of the unions. This does codify the 2.5% COLA for each of the unions over each of the 3 years. We talked about that during some of the budget meetings. And just as people are asking, all of our collective bargaining agreements are on the Human Resources website. Once these are all ratified and done with all the paperwork and the formatting, we will post all of these contracts publicly over the summer, probably at some point, once all the fine print is done and all the signatures are done. So, if there's anybody watching at home and they're like, what's going on? That was a quick overview, but the collective bargaining agreements will all be online. And if people are curious about what the agreements are now, they can just go to the HR website and read every agreement for themselves. So I just want to make sure we're being transparent about this. We post all our agreements online and everything will be up online.
Once again, repeat the COLAs with all of the unions. All 2.5.
2.5 across the board each year for all 7 unions. And the school FEA unit, the teachers ratified their COLA at 2.5% over 3 years. Last week, we voted on that publicly. I voted in the affirmative. And so we're back to COLA equity among all of our unions, which is really great news.
Good enough.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments on resolution 2543? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-43. A majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 25-44, ratification of memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and Custodians Union, AFL-CIO Local 1298, Custodians. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 25-44, ratification of memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and Custodians Union, the AFL-CIO Local 1298 Custodians. Be resolved by the Town of Franklin, acting by and through the Franklin Town Council, the provisions of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the AFL-CIO Local 1298 Custodians, dated June 18, 2025. Are hereby ratified. The provisions contained in this memorandum of agreement shall be in effect from July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2028 and shall become part of the existing collective bargaining agreement. This resolution to become effective in accordance with the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Charter.
Move resolution 25-44.
Second.
Motion is second. Discussion. Seeing no further discussion, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-44. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 25-45, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Public Facilities Union, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, Local 1298, Public Facilities Employees. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 25-45, ratification of memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Public Facilities Union, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, Local 1298 Public Facilities Employees. Be resolved by the Franklin Town Council, acting by and through the Franklin Town Council, the provisions of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the AFSCME, AFL-CIO Local 1298 Public Facilities Maintenance Employees dated June 18, 2025 are hereby ratified. The provisions contained in the memorandum of agreement shall be in effect from July 1st, 2025 to June 30, 2028 and shall become part of an existing collective bargaining agreement. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Local Charter.
Move resolution 25-45.
Second.
Motion is second. Discussion. Seeing no further discussion, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-45. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 25-46, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Professional Firefighters of Franklin, International Association of Firefighters, Local 2637. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 25-46, ratification of memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Professional Firefighters of Franklin, International Association of Firefighters, Local 2637. Be resolved by the Town of Franklin, acting by and through the Franklin Town Council, the provisions of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and Professional Firefighters of Franklin, International Association of Firefighters, Local 2637, dated June 18, 2025, are hereby ratified. The provisions contained in the memorandum of agreement shall be in effect from July 1st, 2025 to June 30, 2028, and shall become part of the existing collective bargaining agreement. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Charter.
Move resolution 25-26.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to state, I did hear from a paramedic who wanted to clarify for me that we have firefighters in Franklin, not firemen. So I apologize for any of my previous times when I've referred to them as firemen. I will certainly be more careful.
Thank you, Councilor Cormier-Ledger. Any further comments, discussion? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-46. A majority vote required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, resolution 25-47, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Franklin Police Association. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 25-47, ratification of memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and Franklin Police Association. Be resolved by the Town of Franklin, acting by and through the Franklin Town Council, the provisions of memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and Franklin Police Association dated June 18, 2025 are hereby ratified. The provisions contained in the memorandum of agreement shall be in effect from July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2028 and shall become part of the existing collective bargaining agreement. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 25-47.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-47. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 25-48, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Franklin Police Sergeants Union. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 25-48, ratification of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and Franklin Police Sergeant Union. Be resolved by the Town of Franklin, acting by and through the Franklin Town Council, the provisions of the memorandum of agreement between the Town of Franklin and the Franklin Police Sergeants Union dated June 18, 2025 are hereby ratified. The provisions contained in the memorandum of agreement shall be in effect from July 1st, 2025 to June 30, 2028, shall become part of an existing collective bargaining agreement. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 25-48.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Seeing no further discussion, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 25-48. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'd just like to say once again, thank you to our administration, our administrative teams, our department heads, our local union teams, negotiating teams from both sides for a good season. And thank you all for all the hard work it took to bring all these ratifications together for us tonight. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Non-debatable. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, one and all.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.